Chapter 9. The Testimony. That week, my parents decided to change their plans and take us to our cousins in Boston for a few days. "Can I go?" I asked. "The police might need me to give testimony." "I'll phone Captain Deering and ask," Dad said. Captain Deering wasn't worried. "We won't need Eddie for the next few days," he said. "But when you get back, we'll call you." In Boston, we went to the Science Museum, saw a show, and walked around the city with our aunt, uncle, and cousins. It was so nice to be far from all the activity at Silver Lake. We bought presents and forgot about Silver Lake until it was time to return. We were just walking into the cabin after returning from Boston when the phone rang. Dad answered it. "Hello?" he said. "Hello, this is Captain Deering," said the voice at the other end of the phone. The captain's voice was very loud, and I could hear everything he said. "Can you bring your son to the station tomorrow to identify the criminals? We've spoken to the other families, and they're both coming." "What time should we come?" Dad asked. "At 9 o'clock, the captain answered. "We'll be there, Captain Deering," Dad said. The next morning, I got up early. I was excited and frightened at the same time. This was an important day. At 5 to 9, we arrived at the police station. Leo and Richie were standing near a window with their parents. We went to stand with them, and soon Captain Deering appeared with another policeman. "I must ask the adults to wait here," Captain Deering said, "and then I want to talk to each boy separately." Then he turned to the policeman next to him and said, "Officer Jones, please get these people some coffee." "Thank you," Dad said. "You're welcome," said Captain Deering. "Now, you boys, follow me." We followed the captain to a closed door at the back of the station. "Each of you will be able to help, but not at the same time," Captain Deering explained as we walked to the door. "Leo, you'll see the men first. Richie, you'll be second. And Eddie, you'll be third." I sat outside with Richie as Leo went into the room. It felt like sitting outside the principal's office at school. We were nervous and we didn't talk much. Leo gave us a quick smile when he came out of the room, and then he returned to his parents. Richie went in and came out very quickly, and then it was my turn. "Are you ready?" Captain Deering asked. "I think so," I said. I was so nervous that I began to tremble. "Don't worry," Captain Deering said, as we entered the room. "Remember, they can't see or hear you." But I still couldn't stop trembling. I looked through the glass and saw 5 men. Immediately, I saw the man from the boathouse, Jack Devlin. He still looked very scary. "He's in the middle," I said, pointing to Devlin.
"Is that the man from the boathouse?" Captain Deering asked.
"Yes, that's the one," I answered.
"Do you recognize anyone else?" he asked.
I looked again, and then I saw another familiar face. It was the man from the bay. "That's the other man," I said, pointing to him. "The man on the right."
"Well, thank you, Eddie," said the captain. "That's all. You can go now."
I left the room and quickly returned to my parents. That night, John and I were in bed when my parents suddenly called us.
"They're talking about Jack Devlin on the news," Dad said. We ran excitedly into the big room.
"Two criminals, Jack Devlin and Hal Corley, were arrested today near Silver Lake after the police received information from visitors in the area," said the newsreader. "Devlin was found in a boathouse and Corley was caught sometime later in a wood on the other side of the lake. Corley shot at the police with a rifle, but no one was injured. The two criminals were arrested for the murder of 3 men and for running a drug ring. Jack Devlin is the grandson of the famous gangster Jack the Devil Devlin."
Pictures of the 2 men appeared on the TV.
"Wow! It's the scary man with the motorbike," John shouted.
We all laughed. My parents knew about our meeting with Hal Corley in the supermarket. "Well, that's the end of that story," Dad said.
"Yes, And it's a very happy ending, too, I said.